I mean, if you saw a woman walking with a baby outside in one of these things, what would you call that thing? She's...
I wouldn't call it that.
I mean, would you call it a baby carriage or a baby buggy, that sort of thing?
You didn't tell me you're sitting up in the carriage.
Yeah.
And you answered your own question.
Okay. Well, I didn't know which word you'd use. And a person doing that, would you say she's wheeling the baby, rolling the baby, or riding the baby?
I say she's pushing the carriage.
Okay. And a female offspring is a...
daughter.
And she's not a boy, but a...
gal.
All right. Or that's another way of saying that.
A female.
Yeah. Is that...
so what's that?
Yeah.
You want something else?
No, well, I mean, you know, is that the only way you'd say that word? Other than gal?
No, the last,
yeah, fine. And a woman who assists in the birth of a child is called a...
say she's expecting one.
Yeah, but no, a woman is expecting a baby immediately, and she might call...
She's pregnant.
Yeah, and she calls a woman in the neighborhood to come over and assist with the birth of the child. What's that woman called? A woman in the neighborhood who isn't a professional doctor. She isn't a physician.
Oh, you're talking about a midwife.
Right. And if a boy has facial features very similar to his father, you might say the boy does what his father?
The boy is a what?
He has facial features very similar to his father.
And you say, what?
Yeah, well, what word would you use there? Would you say he resembles his father, favors his father?
I'd go back to dialogue. I'd say he's his very spirit with his daddy.
Okay, fine. Now, would this refer to his looks or his behavior?
That's his looks. His behavior is all I wouldn't know about.
All right. And you might say to a child, if you don't behave yourself, you're going to get a...
spanking.
All right. And a little boy, go from a little boy to a man, you'd say that the little boy did what? He...
developed.
Yeah, or he grew.
Grew to manhood.
Yeah, but you'd say now he's all... he's fully grown now, so you'd say, would you say, he's all what up?
Grown up?
Sure. You'd say, it seems like in no time he...
seems no time he's grown up?
Yeah. But I just meant, and so you might say about him, you might say, he did what in a hurry? He... he grew up, I mean, or growed up. He grew up or growed up in a hurry, you see.
Well, he grew up in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even grow up.
Okay. How about terms for an infant born out of wedlock?
He's a little bastard.
Okay. Any other names?
Yeah, he's a little volunteer.
All right. Anything else?
That's enough for us.
Okay. And a child whose parents are dead is a...
well, he's a little love child, too. Now, that's what I call him, little love child.
I see. All right. And a...
parents, he's an orphan.
All right. And if an orphan, if the court appoints someone to take care of an orphan, you call that person a...
guardian.
All right. And all of the people related to you, you call them your...
call them a kin.
All right. And... would that be immediate or and distant relatives? All your relatives you'd call your kin.
That kinship would include all of them, but the degree would come later.
I see. And then if you'd say, speaking of someone not having any relationship to someone else, you might say, he is what to her? He is...
he's what?
He's not a blood relative of her. Of a girl, you'd say. So you'd say, he is no what